For many of the businesses in downtown Bloomington, the Lotus Festival might as well be the holiday season. Shops and restaurants are packed with visitors trying to grab a bite to eat or just fill out the time between musical acts. But just off the beaten path, Artwork's Rachel Lyon visited a quiet exhibition space at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center that may provide a respite for those seeking a quieter space.
Woven Treasures is the name of a current exhibit at the Ivy Tech Waldron. It features a number of village, tribal, and nomadic textiles from the Middle East and Central Asia. But its treasures aren't just woven.
We've got carpets on the floor, we've got our lute, we've got our crib with our baby, and some Turkoman decorations hanging inside the tent.
The collection belongs to George Malasinski, a professor emeritus of biology at Indiana University and an avid collector.
George has worked with our gallery director in bringing the rugs in. He has an extensive collection of international rugs that he keeps at his house.
Paul Daly is the artistic director at the Ivy Tech Waldron.
He was excited to exhibit them at the Waldron and have the international tie with Lotus.
Daly says Ivy Tech has had a long relationship with the Lotus Festival. Their chancellor was on the festival advisory board from 2005 to 2010, and meanwhile, the founding director of the festival is on the advisory committee for the Ivy Tech Waldron. Under the auspices of the college, the Waldron is devoted to education.
The building has transferred from being a community arts center that supported the arts to being a college building that allows the arts to happen here. However, we welcome the community in, so we do open our doors.
On a recent Thursday afternoon, George Malasinski showed a thoughtful group around the exhibit. His collection showcases treasures from Turkey, Iran, Afghanistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and the Caucasus Mountains. It's a perfect fit for the Lotus Festival, which is dedicated to showcasing music from around the world. On one wall hangs a sheep's wool rug from northern Iran. Stripes constructed of diamond shapes set with upright and inverted triangles alternate with stripes of vibrant red and cerulean blue. On another wall hangs a dark blue horse blanket from Persia, framed by stripes of yellow, red, green, and black, and decorated with appliqued red and yellow polka dots. By the window hangs a long, camel-colored rug from South Central Turkey, the only one in the collection that is in fact made of camel's wool, and features delicate embroidery with complex maze-like patterns on either edge. This weekend, while the bustle of musicians and visitors fills the streets of Bloomington with energy and sound, in this gallery, visitors in search of more contemplative spaces will find some quiet.
Each one of these carpets has the effect of calming me. They're woven from the heart, and I just love to look at them. I'm sort of mesmerized by them. To some people, music has this effect.
Sitting on the windowsill are four silent instruments, two stringed instruments, a drum, and a flute. The visitors gather around as Malasinski taps on the drum and plucks one of the stringed instruments.
I acquired this as a cultural artifact. And believe it or not, it never occurred to me to do that. And my daughter, who was about 10 years old at the time, she just picked it up and her first impulse was to do this. And she did it again.
As an American viewer in the 21st century, it's hard not to come to these artifacts with a sense of exploration, curiosity about other worlds. Encouraging that curiosity is what the Lotus Festival is all about. Here at the Ivy Tech Waldron, it can be indulged in just a little more quietly. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Rachel Lyon.
Woven Treasures, Near and Middle Eastern Textiles is on view at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center through September the 30th. To view images of some of the works on display, visit wfiu.org/arts.